It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. It's Tuesday. This is actually November the 14th. May God richly bless each and every one of you. It's time now for us to have our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for this time to come together for prayer and for worship. We thank you, Lord, for giving us an opportunity to be able to spend another day of creation with you. And now, Lord, we pray that your Spirit will come and teach us the things we need to know as you anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your Spirit. And as always, we pray for grace and wisdom be granted to us so we may have knowledge and understanding. All things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. It's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about
titled this message, The Unlucky Charms of an Evil Woman. The Unlucky Charms of an Evil Woman. We're going to begin with a word of prayer, and then we'll dig right in. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the word of God. We ask for a special blessing at this time in our lives. Father, we thank you so much for your love and mercy. Be with us that as we are striving to do your will and that perfectly, that you will bless us. As we are doing our 7-day fast, we ask for your spirit to come and abide with us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, we ended with the death of Christ in Daniel 11. It says, and with arms of a flood they shall be overflown from before him and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. There were verses that talked about the evil, vile man, Tiberius. And when you go back to history, friends, anybody suspected of treason, that's the concept, or sedition, where they were trying to overthrow him, even a slight suspect would make you, that would cause your death. And so we talked about how in the Bible, they just reminded Pilate of that, that you're not a friend of Caesar if you let Jesus live. And so that when he heard that, that's when he gave Jesus up. You know, not too many politicians are men and women of principle, where they would take a stand for the right and truth and not their own political careers. The ones that will take a stand for truth, they really should be the ones that lead this nation. But unfortunately, that's not how it goes. So the nation is not on a good footing right now, brothers and sisters, and we need to be preparing for the times ahead. So that's where we pick it up. Jesus is killed, and that was during the time of Tiberius. So we're picking it up in verse 23. Now, verse 23, sometimes in the Bible, God will say some things, and he'll take you back on a journey back in history and give you a little more detail. Okay, so it says, and after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, or he shall come up and shall become strong with the small people. So God is taking us back to remind us that God's people had made a league about, let's see, around 61 or 62 BC. Don't quote me on that. No, it was like in 161, 162, around the time of the Maccabees. They had made a league. So that league is the only real league that's talked about in this context. And so God is just taking us back to that. And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully. That's talking about Rome making a league with God's people. For he shall come up and shall become strong with the small people. Now, when you understand, Rome was a very small city state, and that's what this is talking about. Yet they roamed, Rome ruled the world, but actually, Rome was very small. And he shall enter peaceably upon the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among the prey and spoil and the riches, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds, even for a time. Now, when it says it did things not like his fathers and his fathers' fathers, all the nations conquered by initially by conquest, by war, okay? Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, okay? Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece. Rome had a different policy. They would get riches, and they would share these riches, and they would make leagues of protection with different nations. That's how they got involved with the Jews. They gave a league of protection for the Jews, and then the Maccabean uprising, they were able to support that Maccabean uprising. And so the Jews made a league with them around 161 BC, okay? And so you will find, brothers and sisters, that this is what it's talking about. God told us the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations, Numbers 23, verse 9. Is it 2 Corinthians 6, 14? Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, okay? So we're not supposed to make a league with those not of our faith, brothers and sisters. And so God takes us back in Daniel 11, verse 24, to that beginning point where they had made that league. So I'll read, and he shall enter peaceably upon the fattest of places of the providence, and and after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully. And that's exactly what he did. He worked deceitfully among the Jews to the point where they were subjugated and they were wanting to get free from Roman rule. That's why when the Messiah came, they thought. And so, you know, after the death of Christ, God reminds us, takes us back. How did all this stuff happen? Okay? So that's what this is doing. Shall become strong with the small people. And verse 24, he shall enter peaceably. This is Rome's policy. Even upon the fattest places. And we're talking now about pagan Rome, although papal Rome kind of does this too. And he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among the prey, scatter among them the prey and spoil. Give a lot of gifts. Promise protection. And he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds even for a time. Now, the translators, some of the experts say that it really can translate, he shall forecast his devices from strongholds even for a time. So I'm not sure which. That could have been these thoughts from Rome that they're going to conquer after a while, but they entered into leagues and treaties with these organizations. And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army. But he shall not stand, for they shall forecast devices against him. Now, brothers and sisters, there was a point in time where Julius Caesar was conquering, okay? Julius Caesar had a deputy or vice president, if you want to call it that, or his next in line. His name was Mark Antony. Julius Caesar was defying the Senate because the Romans had a republic. It wasn't like a just dictatorship, okay? United States once had a republic, okay? We pledged allegiance to the flag and to the United States of America and to the republic. A republic is where the people had civil freedom, okay? And that's what America was set up as. Now, we know there was slavery. We know they were hypocritical with it. They tried to say that people of color weren't 100% humans, that they were three-quarters of humans, and so that's how they justified slavery. But they guaranteed freedom, civil freedom, and also religious freedoms, and that's the two horns of Revelation 13, starting with verse 11. But it would speak as a dragon. We're sidebarring a little bit here. But getting back to the text, it says this is talking about a time after Julius Caesar was assassinated by agents of the Senate. Mark Antony, who had been his agent, along with Caesar Augustus and one other, they were avenging the death that they said they were going to avenge the death of Julius Caesar. Okay, so what happened is to bind them together, Mark Antony married Augustus's sister, I believe it was, and I think her name was Octavia. And yet he went down to take care of some business down in Egypt. This is all history. And he fell in love with the charms of Cleopatra. Okay? So Cleopatra, she was an evil woman. If she saw a monarch, she would try to, you know, be seductive and whatever she wanted to do and sleep with him and charm him. And so he ended up turning against his own people. So at this point, the king of the south is actually Mark Antony from with leading out in Egypt, okay, but with Cleopatra. And the king of the north is his brother-in-law, which is Augustus. And they were sick of him. And so the army knew that they had a mission, the army that he took down with him down the south. And they saw him just laying up with Cleopatra and not doing his work and his job. And the army got upset with him and got sick of him. And so when he turned against his own nation, these soldiers deserted him. This is 100% history. And so because of the desertion of his soldiers, Cleopatra suggested that they do a naval battle because, of course, Egypt had many ships and he had some ships in his navy. And so basically they said with this combined navy, we can actually deal with Rome as it's coming down, led out by Augustus. Okay, so you have Augustus in the north. You have Mark Antony and Cleopatra in the south. Cleopatra had slept with Mark Antony and he had given up Roman provinces over to Egypt and things of this nature. And it just sickened his own land army. So when the battle was about to begin, his soldiers were deserting him. So that's why they went with the naval battle. So it says he shall stir up the power stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a great mighty army, but he shall not stand, for they shall forecast devices against him. You see, a lot of people will act like they're your friends. And when Cleopatra saw the battle, the naval battle, and how bad it was getting for Mark Antony, she actually took all of her ships and deserted him. So he was left with few ships, all his allies gone, and his army gone. And so when he turned around and fled and got back to some of the land, he found out that his soldiers had turned and said, no, we're going to fight against you with Augustus from our Roman, because we're Roman, you see. What he ended up doing is committing suicide. So this verse here is talking about how the king of the south gets defeated. That's Mark Antony getting defeated by Augustus. Why did he get defeated? Because he slept with Cleopatra and he changed sides and forgot his mission that he had. And then it says in verse 26, yea, they will feed of the portion of his meat and shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. So the bottom line is that means that the people who he had helped with the Roman wealth, they turned against him. Even Cleopatra turned against him. And both of these kings' hearts shall be, verse 27, and both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the appointed time. Now, the two kings it's talking about are Augustus and Mark Antony, okay? And what this appointed time is talking about, in a previous verse, I forget where the verse is, but it talked about, okay, in verse 24, against the strongholds, even for a time. So let me read the entire verse. He shall enter peaceably upon the fattest of places and shall do that which his fathers have not done. This is just talking about Rome in general. He shall scatter among them the prey and the spoil and riches. Yea, and he shall forecast his devices against strongholds, even for a time. A time is 360 years, brothers and sisters. And so basically, what you have is, for a time, the Battle of Actium is the name of the battle that Cleopatra deserted Mark Antony, okay? And at that time, you had Caesar, of course, you had, if I'm saying it correctly, at that time, you had Mark Antony with Caesar Augustus, okay? That was the beginning point, and there would be 360 years. Let me see if I can't get that for you. I may not be saying that quite right. It's a lot of detail here. Let me see if I can't find it. I just want you all to understand what it's talking about. I thought it was, I'm getting a little confused, I'll be honest. I thought it was the point where it began at the Battle of Actium, and at that point, then Rome would be, I believe that's it. Rome at this point is going to complete dictatorship, okay? And that dictatorship would last 360 years. That's it. It's coming back to me. It would last 360 years. And what would happen then is Rome fell when Constantine moved the capital of Rome from Rome to Constantinople, okay? So the Battle of Actium represents the time period that's mentioned in the verse we just mentioned. It says, for yet the end shall be at the appointed time, verse 27. But in verse 20, as it talks about Rome's policies, casting forth its devices would be for a time. So basically, 360 years would be from the time that the Senate and the Republic-type government would end, and there would be 360 years of Roman emperors. That's what it is. That's what it is, okay? And so God is just kind of taking us back a little bit in history in these verses to remind us of Rome's policy, brings us back to the, including the time of the Battle of Actium, where Augustus from Rome was against Mark Antony from Rome, but they actually had spoken lies at the same table because they had claimed that they were family and friend. They were leagued together. That's why he married Octavia, okay, Augustus's sister. And so, but he went down south, got involved with Cleopatra, turned against Rome. Rome came against him because of all of his fornication. His soldiers who had left their wives to fight for him got disgusted. They turned to Augustus, and so he decided on a naval battle and to conquer Augustus, and he lost that naval battle because as the battle was heating up, Cleopatra and other allies left him, and so he ended up committing suicide. At that battle, which was somewhere around, I think, BC 31 or something like that, you basically have 360 years to the fall, not to the transfer of Rome to Constantinople, and that pretty much was pretty much the crumbling of the Roman Empire in the dictatorship of emperors. And so at that point, you're going to start seeing the papacy come on the scene. So brothers and sisters, don't get involved with the opposite sex in a way that God has not blessed you to understand is right. It's not going to help. Moses, the Bible says in Hebrews 11, when he had come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Sinful pleasures only last for a season, brothers and sisters. And this was the downfall. His fornication, adultery, was the downfall of Mark Antony. Mark Antony. Oh, brothers and sisters, God is so kind. He's so merciful. He's so loving. And we just praise him. Brothers and sisters, we're on the in the third day of our seven-day fast. I hope you all are enjoying doing this with us. We do this four times a year. We'll try to make sure we give enough lead time. We didn't really give a lot of lead time this time. It's just some things that we just felt we needed to pray about, and the Lord just kind of led us to just go ahead and do it at this time. I must make an announcement. And we praise God. God is amazing. You know what we've been praying for, and I will tell you all that some friends of the ministry that are confined right now in jail that we've been praying for because they were mistreated and they should not be in jail. The bottom line is we've been praying because the sentencing is Friday. We just got word that the sentencing has been postponed. The interesting thing is I did write a letter to the judge, and from my looking at, you know, things are not always up to date in the system, but the system suggests that he hasn't received it yet, although it was overnighted Thursday, should have gotten it Friday. Don't understand that, but the bottom line is that God can work. I don't care how he works. The judge may never see my letter. It doesn't matter. We're not trying to take any glory. God has postponed the sentencing, which is a good sign. So we just want you to know prayers are working. Let's keep praying, praying for one another, praying for the ministry, praying for the educational calling of this ministry to educate an army of saints, young and old, that can go out and share, or even from their home, share the truths of the health message, my brothers and sisters. God is good, and he's working, and he's leading, and we just want to be make sure that we're following in line. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Before we get into STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, and oil of oregano, we're going to take a little break and go to the torso song at this time. May the Lord bless you as you take a little break, and we'll be back in a little while.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling. No- north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. This time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing
your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Brothers and sisters, God is good. You know, there is an herb called oil of oregano, and it is one of several things that I think people need to know about. Because many suffer from STDs, that doesn't mean that you are doing anything you ought not do. Some people got it from partners. Some people are, you know, maybe in their past. We all have things that we aren't all proud of in our past, but, you know, something may still be lingering on with you as you've given your heart to the Lord. And God does want to heal us if the healing will bring glory to his name. So I want to tell you that oil of oregano is a real powerful herb that can be used if you have an STD. Of course, there's many STDs. We're not just singling out anyone. I'm just mentioning it. And I will say this, that if you have a challenge and you want to get some help, and you want some coaching from us, reach out to us. There's other things that we would also include, and we're here to help you. So we just want to mention that. But just to let you know, oil of oregano is powerful, and you can get oil of oregano, oil of oregano straight, or you can get it with a carrier oil. We've taken it both ways. I would say for most people, it might be better to use one with a carrier oil. You can get it off of Amazon, and it'll have some olive oil in it. And it's very hot and spicy. So the one with the carrier oil, some of you might be able to take it directly in your mouth. Some people can take directly in the mouth, even the one straight. But I would just suggest, because, you know, we're dealing with everybody, that if you put it in some liquid water, a little bit of juice, that you use a straw and put the straw into your mouth, and so that, you know, the oil of oregano doesn't get on your lips, because the lips are real sensitive. And so to some people, it burns the lips. And then if you put it in a little liquid, you can drink it that way. Okay. There's different ways of taking oil of oregano. Some people just use it, put it in a little spoon. Another method is to take a little bit of oil, like a little olive oil or something of that nature, coconut oil, and then put a drop or two. And this is if you have the kind that's straight. You want to drop it in that carrier oil, open your mouth, and stick it in, close your mouth on the top of the spoon, and pull it out so it doesn't get on your lips. And now it's there, and you'll just feel the warmth going down your throat. One thing about oil of oregano, there is information about how it could be challenging to the liver. So if you take too much, so what I recommend people to do is if you take oil of oregano like two or three times a day or throughout the day and, you know, build up to your tolerance, take a break on the weekend. take a break, give your body a two-day break, you know, on a Saturday and a Sunday or something of that nature, and then go back to it. And that way you're giving yourself a little time to recover, and it's not too much if it's true that it can be challenging to the liver. It's unfortunate, but you can't always trust what they say is science. Unfortunately, when it comes to natural remedies, we learned that during the recent health crisis that hold on a second. This is my book. We're going to be talking about this at a later time, and there's going to be definitely a price drop so that it makes it more affordable. But this was the biblical booster, boosting the immunity of our global community, and it just gave a lot of wonderful facts. Many of these facts had to be gathered by lawsuit from doctors, and the there was a lawsuit between some concerned doctors, and they had to sue the FDA, and they had to sue Pfizer in federal court because we were told to rely on the science, and they wouldn't show us the science. And so when that science finally came out, it showed that one out of every 40 people who had taken the Pfizer shot in a clinical trial had actually died. Now, we might have gotten in trouble and been called a conspiracy theorist at some point, but brothers and sisters, that's now facts. That's now fact. They had to give over the data. I'm only sharing with you the data. We're not involved in an anti-vaccination campaign. We believe the biblical booster is to help all people boost the immunity of our global community. So we're not an anti-vaccination campaign because we realize, and the facts show, that 8 out of every 10 people who got Omicron and similar results of Delta were vaccinated. So that means that they were actually getting COVID at a higher rate in the earlier stages. That's a fact. That's not a conspiracy theory. So why am I saying that? I'm just saying that to say, if you read things about oil of oregano that they say is bad, you can't trust it because they said that not being vaccinated was bad when it was actually the vaccine was not safe when they said it was. So, brothers and sisters, again, we're just trying to simply say that you need to put your trust in God. He has given us herbs, but we do recommend a two-day break. So you want to take a break on the weekend. But you should probably take it throughout the day, you know, every 3 or 4 hours. If you have a real bad case of some kind of STD, find out your tolerance and, you know, build up to it, you know, and like at equal drops. So, I'm at 3 drops. I might take 3 drops 4 to 5, 6 times a day. And then try to build up to see if I could take more. But then on the weekend, give yourself a break. Definitely live for Jesus. Sensuality is the sin of the age, and the devil definitely tries to keep us in bondage to sexual sins, but the Lord can deliver. The Lord can deliver to the uttermost all those who come to God through him. All right, my brothers and sisters, that's our message for today. And our health message for today. And it's time to go to sharing and caring. So we start with Brother Peyton, and he's out of North Carolina. And he says, good morning to us all. We've got Sister Angela out of South Carolina, Sister Cherie out of, I'm pretty sure that's Massachusetts. God bless you. We got Sister Glorious out of Virginia, Sister Vicky out of Georgia. And she says, good morning to all. Sister Gloria says, good morning to all. Brother Brian from the country of Kenya says, good morning to all. I'm pretty sure this Sister Donna on Facebook is a childhood friend, I believe. So that will be out of Illinois. God bless you. And we've got Sister Salita out of Virginia saying, good morning to everybody on the call. Represented, we have Ohio. We have Ohio again. We have Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Delaware again. And we have New Jersey. We have Alabama. We have Oklahoma. We have Iowa. And we have Georgia. Phone lines are open. Love to hear from you all. As you all heard, as we've been fasting and praying, there has been a postponement of the Friday sentencing. And we don't know all the reasons why, but we've prayed for God. But generally, a postponement of sentencing is a good thing. And so I do know I did write the judge a letter. Again, when I looked at the tracking, which is not always accurate, it says he hasn't gotten it yet, but I overnighted it Thursday for him to get it Friday. I wasn't overly concerned about it Friday because of Veterans Day, but it's not even showing that he has it even today. So, or yesterday. So, brothers and sisters, we don't know. We'll see what happens, but we need to keep praying that God's perfect will be done and keep praying for all the things we're praying about, that our dear sister's daughter will be pulled out of the clutches of the enemy and come back home. We're praying for the success of our school operation, because there's many more courses that have to be shared with the people, and other things that we're praying about. So may God bless you. Again, phone lines are open. Press *6, please. We'd love to hear from you. We have 20 minutes to the top of the hour, and so we'd love to hear from you, if there is anyone. All right, we've got Sister Desiree. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and Sister Maria. Glad to hear the news. We'll keep praying and fasting. Question. My question is, if they've come out with the facts, with the COVID and with the vaccination, I'll say, and I'm wondering why some places are still mandating that you have or show and prove that you got, that you're fully vaccinated to get hired, and also I looked at a place I was in searching for employment. They also still saying not only that, but they want proof that you got the booster too and the flu shot. So I was like, wow, I was just taken back that, because there are some major other places that are not mandating, but you have to give them some type of written notice as to why, if it's religious or whatever. And it's got to be for a good reason, because if it ain't within their good reason, they may even deny that. It's crazy. So I just wanted to find out what your thoughts were on that, why either you have to give some type of major reason or they're still mandating. Some places are, some places are not.
Okay, so we live in a country that an entire political party, almost an entire political party, will still support the man who initiated what appears to be, okay, an insurrection, okay? We live in a country where the killing of an unborn child is a hot topic on a ballot, no matter what the Bible says. And so we're living in a country where it's supposed to be a civil right for me to, I'm able to force, not I, but they're able to force upon us the acceptance of a man marrying a man, and we would be potentially violating their civil rights if we believe differently. And so I just want to bring your attention to the fact that we're in the very, very last days. And so things that should be very obvious, truths that should be easy to accept, they are not being accepted. So even though God allowed this truth to come, it is still not widely accepted. Because if you remember how they pushed and pushed and pushed, I believe the Lord, in holding back the winds of strife, the Bible says, till the servants of God are sealed, I believe if they had their way, we'd be at the Sunday law by now, because they were pushing that thing like you would not believe. You saw it, So yeah, all this did is it forced them to back up a little bit. So in other words, we would not normally even be able to talk about this on a public film, but the facts are actually out there. It can't be considered a conspiracy theory because we actually have the facts. In my book, I actually have Pfizer's data. So anytime we would talk about COVID back in the day, we couldn't talk about it, even on platforms such as this. And I'm not getting too deep into it. I'm just making a point to say that mainstream were disappointed that they got caught. And so they're still pushing the big lie, just like they're pushing the big lie in politics. They're pushing the big lie still in this this particular thing. A Nobel Prize was actually given to the two people who brought the mRNA technology into this vaccine. When the founder of that technology told them, it's too dangerous, I tried it, it will kill people, they ignored him. They did it anyway. Yes, people have died, and they're given the Nobel Prize. So, you know, there is a concerted effort, so they're already planning on how to go back around and do it again and figure out how to, you know, change what they messed up on, and so that when they bring it back again, and I believe it's going to be with a lot of death. I believe they're just going to allow a lot of, release some things, and it's going to be a lot of death, and that's going to scare people. That's what I believe is going to happen. But I think that I've answered the question. They're lying, and they're succinctly, I would say, they're lying, and they're depending on our lack of psychology. They're playing a psychological game, and they're depending on the success of that psychological game to help us, to cause us to ignore the facts.
Okay. Because I was like, it's actually stopping people from getting employment. Like, when I saw this place, I thought, oh, that's why I didn't apply or even bother with it, because there, you have to prove to them, you have, it's required that you must have the booster. The booster. Yeah, I was like, wow. Not even other places are requiring it. Most other places are not requiring you to even get the booster or even the vaccine. But if you don't get the vaccine, what they are requiring is that you give them a good reason why you're not getting it.
Right. Yeah, and we help people. We help write letters, that kind of thing. Sometimes they're successful. Sometimes they're not. But what they're counting on is, you're probably not going to have the money. If you're trying to keep a job, you're not going to have the money to hire a lawyer to sue them in court. You see what I'm saying? So they'll still deny it, just figuring that you just go on your way. So it's a lot of evil that's happening in the world, brothers and sisters. And that's why we just long for Jesus to come, because he's a kind God. He's a loving God. The world is evil. All right, sister, anything else before we go to the next caller?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. We're going to go to Sister Wanda. Good morning, Sister Wanda.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I want to say, I forgot to mention yesterday, I do appreciate everything that, even the practicals with your wife, Sister Maria. I am doing the salt water every morning now. And but I also wanted to say, how is Sister Donna? Is she on with us? Because yesterday morning she didn't sound quite, you know, I didn't know if everything was okay. Not that I want, you know, I'm wanting to know the business, but just want to know that I was just a little concerned and hoping she was on with us this morning and that everything was okay. That said,
well, I'll tell you what. When it comes to the call, I just haven't felt, unless people, you know, press star six, I don't necessarily give the identity of the people on the call. On Facebook, people realize people are looking at them, so it's a little different. That expectation of privacy is not as strong, because obviously they're on Facebook and they can see that people can see who they are. So I don't generally give the identity of anybody calling. But what I will do is I will send Sister Donna a text, whether she's on the call or not on the call. I'll send her a text to say that you said some wonderful things about her and you expressed great concern, and she can then respond at that time.
Yeah, no problem. My love to all. Have a blessed day. Thank you. Absolutely.
Yes, and we appreciate that love for one another, brothers and sisters. And this is crazy. My mouse is actually trying to control the iPad. And that's not what I want to do. So I don't know how to. Okay, there it is. I got it back. All right, yeah, I'll send Sister Donna a text, but we appreciate that. You know, that's what we need to do, brothers and sisters. We're a family. We need to show love for one another. And while we, you know, we as the moderators have to respect the privacy, we are in love with the fact that love is being shown, care is being shown for one another, because that is godly. So just to hear maybe and hear somebody's voice and say, hey, I'm wondering if, you know, that person is doing all right. That's a wonderful thing. That's godly. All right, we got two more callers. We've got at this time Sister Desiree again. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Hi. I too wanted to what she was saying. I noticed something in her voice too, and I was like, it didn't sound like she was all right. So I wanted her to know she wasn't by herself in feeling and thinking that as well.
Amen.
And also,
amen.
I just wanted to make sure. No, I'm not trying to get in nobody's business. I know how that is. But I said, when she said she was okay, I said, she don't sound okay. I said that to myself. So also, I wanted to find out, I know you said something about the oregano with STDs, and I missed some of it. And so anyway, I know you can't go back fully over it, but I was like, what ones in particular, or was it just any?
So I can send you a link of the of one that I get off of Amazon. I think it's something Naturals. It's one I use, but I'm not necessarily advocating that particular
right.
Company. But I'll see if I can find it real quickly. And while I'm looking for it, since you did miss it, we were basically just saying you can take it throughout the day, several times a day. Make it equal drops. So if you're at one drop, do one drop four or five times a day, five or six times a day. But then whatever you do, if you work up to where you're taking five, six, seven drops several times a day, skip the weekend, because there is information that is out there about that. If you take too much, it could be toxic to the liver. And so just taking that two-day break, if that information is true, would give you that. So, of course, you can't see it, but the folks on Facebook can see it. It's off of Amazon, and the brand is, hold on a second. I might take my glasses off. Natural Factors is the one that I usually use off of Amazon. Natural Factors, okay? That's not to say that it's better than any other. I'm just telling you one that I have used, okay? So,
okay,
Natural Factors. God bless you, sis. All right, we're going to take our next caller. We are going to speak to Sister Donna. Good morning, Sister Donna.
Good morning. Good morning. I just had to come on to because I was overwhelmed with the well wishes of the callers, my sisters. Thank you very, very much. I love you all, and I miss you all. And I do look forward to coming back to doing more readings. But I'm okay.
Amen.
God is good. But I do ask for your prayers for me. And again, thank you very, very much for caring and even asking about me. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Amen. Praise God. And thank you for letting them know. God bless you. All right, friends, let's keep praying for one another. And we thank Sister Donna for letting them know she's all right. And we're going to keep praying. We're praying for each other. It's important, brothers and sisters. So important. All right, we're going to go to Sister Leilani at this time. Sister Leilani.
I had two really good nights' sleep in this new apartment, and I'm so happy. But one of the things that has made this possible is that I have an exercise buddy. I met a lady who is 86 years old, and she likes to walk in the morning. So we had a walk yesterday, and she kept saying, "You want to go a little further?" And I'd say, "Okay." "You want to go a little further?" "Okay." And I thought, you know, she's 5 years older than I am, and here she was encouraging me to just kind of go a little bit further. And I think it's so important that you have an exercise buddy, because the time just goes by so fast, and you get more exercise. And I found out that she likes to memorize scripture, so I'm going to ask her this morning if we'd like to exchange scriptures together and memorize scriptures as we walk.
That's beautiful. What a blessing.
Just really happy.
And we're so happy for you, Priscilla Connie. God is an answering. God is a God who answers prayer. We thank God that you're better situation and you're doing well. You're witnessing and being encouraged and encouraging others. Praise God.
Thank you.
All right, brothers and sisters, it's time to wrap it up at this time. Again, thank God. As we have these prayers answered, Sister Leilani, we pray for her. We're going to keep praying for Sister Adana and Sister Wanda mentioned about her daughter. Let's keep praying about that. The announcement that we made today, that we can make today, is that the sentencing has been postponed. And so we believe that's a positive thing. So let's keep praying that God release our brother and sister. Amen. God is good. It's at this time we will turn to my wife undreamed of to take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you are God who hears and answers prayers always in accordance with your perfect will on your perfect timing. We thank you that Sister Leilani has been given an opportunity to have an exercise partner, one who loves you and has made a commitment to memorize scripture. So we pray that as they venture into this newness together, that they would be able to keep each other encouraged and to help each other to grow more in the word as they exchange their knowledge of scripture memorization. And I pray that you will continue to bless Sister Leilani, help her, Lord, to be a credible witness for you as she continues to enjoy her surroundings there and this new place of residence that you have put her in for such a time as this. We pray that you would be with Sister Donna. We know that there may be attacks potentially happening with her family or just personal trials and tribulations that she or they may be going through. And we just ask that you will just keep giving her encouragement and strength. Give her wisdom and give her joy, Lord. Even in the midst of it all, you have promised that we will still have peace no matter what we are going through in our trials and tribulations. And that peace is knowing you. That peace is holding on to your sure promises. That peace is you letting us know that you are soon to come for your redeem and to be faithful until the end. And you will deliver us from all of this. Thank you, Lord, for being a God of deliverance and protection, being a God who is true and faithful, being a God who has given us promises that are sure. We pray, Lord, that you will be with Jessica. We know she's somewhere out there on the street. We ask that you will help her to have a desire to want to get her life back together, to be cleaned and to be free of the bondage that she has been held under, the snares and the temptation and the deception of the devil. Release her, Jesus, back to her family and help her to have a love and a desire to want a relationship with you so she may serve you, Lord, before it is too late. Keep her from the streets and keep her safe under your protection of the angels you have guarded around her life. And we thank you thus far because we know that you have been protecting her. She could have very well ended up like many others who just did not come out of their situation. And unfortunately, death has to come down. But we thank you that you have been keeping her alive. And we pray, Lord, that you would just help her, help her, help her. And may her family be there of support. And may they be there when the time comes for her to come back. They will grant her and welcome her with open arms and to help her in all these efforts. We thank you, Lord, for the care that the members have shown, your daughters have shown towards others, especially Donna this morning. And we just thank you for knowing that we all are in this together. We are your children, and we need prayer. We need you, and we need the support of each other. Thank you that the sentencing has been delayed. We know that the letter was received. It was actually received because it was also emailed to the law clerk for the judge, and we know that that was received. That may have been mentioned to the judge, and we know that the package was due to be delivered to the judge yesterday based on the update we did receive because of the closing of the Veterans Holiday that took place on Friday. So we thank you, Lord, that you are working things out. We pray that the fear of the Lord would be in the face of the judge and that he will allow for the sentencing to be canceled altogether for both this husband and wife. And we pray that you would be able to use them and to help them to get back into your harvest and to be able to raise their family. May all things be done in accordance with your will. We know that time is short, and we only have so much time left to do all we can in serving you and being of service to others. Let's get your message out, and let's preach the gospel around the world so that the end will come and our King will deliver us. All of these things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord.